The Buddhist Way of Life. Although we have taken a human rebirth in this life, this does not mean that we shall always be a human. Until we have thoroughly purified our mind, it is quite possible that after we die, we shall be reborn as an animal, as a hungry ghost, or as a hell being. However, if we rely sincerely upon Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, we shall protect ourselves from the danger of lower rebirth, and from all other dangers. Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha are called the three jewels, because they are very precious. If we realize the danger we are in, develop complete confidence in the power of the three jewels to protect us, and then make a heartfelt determination to rely upon the three jewels for the rest of our life, at that moment we enter the Buddhist path and become a Buddhist. Once we become a Buddhist, we have the opportunity to accomplish all the spiritual realizations of the Buddhist path, from the realization of relying upon a spiritual guide through to the path of no more learning, or Buddhahood. From this, we can see that there are two main causes of going for refuge to the three jewels: realizing the danger we are in, and developing conviction in the power of the three jewels to protect us from this danger. To generate the first cause in our mind, we need to become convinced of the possibility of our being reborn as an animal, a hungry ghost, or a hell being. We can do this by considering the following reasoning. When we die, our mind has to leave this present body, which is just a temporary abode, and find another body, rather like a bird leaving one nest to fly to another. Our mind has no freedom to remain, and no choice about where to go. We are blown to the place of our next rebirth by the winds of our karma. If the karma that ripens at our death time is negative, we shall definitely take a lower rebirth. Heavy negative karma causes rebirth in hell. Less negative karma causes rebirth as a hungry ghost. And the least negative karma causes rebirth as an animal. It is very easy to commit heavy negative karma. For example, simply by swatting a mosquito out of anger, we create the cause to be reborn in hell. Throughout this and all our countless previous lives, we have committed many heavy negative actions. Unless we have already purified these actions by practicing sincere confession, their potentialities remain in our mental continuum, and any one of these negative potentialities could ripen when we die. Bearing this in mind, we should think, if I die today, where shall I be tomorrow? It is quite possible that I shall find myself in the animal realm, among the hungry ghosts, or in hell. If someone were to call me a stupid cow today, I would find it difficult to bear. But what shall I do if I actually become a cow, a pig, or a fish? We should contemplate this until we generate a strong fear of taking rebirth in the lower realms. This fear is the first main cause of going for refuge to the three jewels. More reasons establishing the possibility of rebirth in the lower realms can be found in the book Joyful Path of Good Fortune. To develop the other main cause of going for refuge, a conviction that Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha have complete power to protect living beings from lower rebirth, we should contemplate as follows. The actual refuge is Dharma. As mentioned earlier, Dharma is Buddha's teachings, and our own inner experience of these teachings. It is our Dharma, our own spiritual realizations, that directly protects us from taking rebirth in the lower realms. How is this? The cause of lower rebirth is negative actions, which we commit because our mind is under the influence of delusions. By practicing Buddha's teachings, we become familiar with special virtuous states of mind that are the direct opposite of these delusions. As our virtuous minds become more powerful, our delusions naturally become weaker. For example, as our experience of love increases, our hatred decreases. And as our ability to rejoice in others' good fortune improves, our jealousy diminishes. As our negative minds become weaker, we stop committing the negative karma that causes us to take rebirth in the lower realms. This is how our inner experience of Dharma protects us from the danger of lower rebirth. If we train in the more advanced Buddhist practices described later in this book, particularly in wisdom realizing emptiness, eventually we shall gain a direct experience of ultimate truth, emptiness, and thereby permanently eradicate all our delusions. Once our mind is completely free from delusions, we shall be liberated from all suffering forever. Whereas Dharma is the actual refuge, Buddha is the source of all refuge. He is the supreme spiritual guide who shows us the way to attain Dharma realizations and who sustains our Dharma practice by bestowing his blessings. The Sangha are the supreme spiritual friends who support our Dharma practice. They provide conducive conditions, encourage us in our practice, and set a good example for us to follow. Only the three jewels have the ability to protect living beings from all suffering. If we contemplate these points carefully, we shall generate a strong conviction that Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha have complete power to protect living beings from lower rebirth and from all fear and suffering. This conviction is the second main cause of going for refuge. With these two main causes firmly established in our mind, we should pray every day to the three jewels by reciting the following refuge prayer. All Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and holy beings, please protect me and all living beings from the various sufferings, fears, and dangers of samsara. Please bestow your blessings upon our body and mind. In this prayer, Buddhas refers to the Buddha jewel, and Bodhisattvas and holy beings to the Sangha jewel, the assembly of superior beings who have realized ultimate truth directly. When we recite this verse, we imagine that in front of us is the living Buddha Shakyamuni, surrounded by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, like the full moon surrounded by stars. We generate a strong conviction that all these holy beings are actually present before us, and develop strong faith in them. When we recite the words, "Please protect me," while concentrating on their meaning, we are familiarizing our mind with renunciation, the wish to release ourselves from the various sufferings, fears, and dangers of samsara. And when we recite, "and all living beings," we are familiarizing our mind with great compassion, the wish to release all other living beings from these sufferings, fears, and dangers. When we recite the last line, we are requesting the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and other holy beings to bless us so that the realizations of renunciation and great compassion will grow within our mind. These realizations are Dharma jewels. In summary, by reciting this verse while contemplating its meaning, we are establishing within our mind the special Dharma jewels of the realizations of renunciation and great compassion by receiving the blessings of the Buddha jewel and the Sangha jewel. This is the real meaning of going for refuge to the three jewels. If we are able to remember this practice when we die, we shall definitely be protected from rebirth in the lower realms. The foundation of the Buddhist way of life is to go for refuge to the three jewels from the depths of our heart every day, and to keep purely the 12 commitments of going for refuge. The essential meaning of these commitments is that we should have complete faith and confidence in the three jewels and live in accordance with the laws of karma, abandoning non-virtuous actions such as killing and stealing, and practicing virtuous actions such as maintaining a compassionate mind towards humans and animals alike. Anyone who wishes to follow the Buddhist path should become thoroughly familiar with these 12 commitments.